And today I have with me Elisa Birnbaum and Nicole Zumak of Sea Change Magazine. So happy to speak to both of you today when you are 1 year in existence, I think we're celebrating, isn't it?
That's yep. Great. Yeah, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Yeah, nice to talk to you, Nicole. So, Elisa, you and Nicole teamed up a little over a year ago to make the magazine, or is that like a silly way to look at it? Were you guys talking about this 5 years ago, and it took a couple years to put it together? What happened with that?
I wouldn't say 5 years. I would say probably 2 years or so. We had probably about almost a year of chatting before I think we actually got right into it, and it's been over a year now, yeah.
Oh, that's so. Yeah, I saw the little bit of a celebratory thing. So Nicole, I take it when I read the magazine that you and Elisa have, you know, pretty good working relationship. Is that part of the success? Do you think that the two of you can complement and go along? Is it a two-person team, or is there some more people in the background too?
Well, we certainly have writers that are part of what we're doing, so in that way we have the team, but really it's the Elisa and Nicole show for the most part. And we do have a really great working relationship, I would say, and we've been working together for years, much longer than this magazine's been in existence, so we know each other's rhythms and flows and how we communicate, so I think that's, that's a huge part of it. It might be interesting for people to know that we've only ever met in person once. our whole relationship has been forged remotely via email, phone, and whatnot. And here we are with our magazine and, making it happen. So.
And let's not forget Skype. Skype is big.
Oh, yes. You're giving credence to internet dating, but this is like internet employment or internet, social magazine happening. Wow. Hey, never required to meet again. That's smooth. Okay, I'm in admiration of that for sure. That is so great. So you met previously on some, I guess, non-magazine things, figured out a sort of a work relationship, and then you hit upon the idea for Sea Change, or what happened?
Actually, we were working together. Nicole was actually my editor elsewhere, and mm-hmm. we had a good working relationship then. We were writing a lot for the nonprofit sector, mm-hmm. and then we just started talking about this field of social entrepreneurship that was emerging in Canada, and we saw it happening it was big in the States and big in the UK, and as we were reading more about stories in the nonprofit sector, we realized what an impact social entrepreneurship was having there, and we just thought there was something, a real need for more content and, to be knowledge brokers of this field. And so we decided that there was a magazine that needed to happen.
And it's really good. You hit the marks exactly. Like, I'm so glad to see it come out in physical product for what you're saying. I guess for anybody who's listening today, Sea Change Magazine, is it monthly newsletter? Is it that often you guys are out?
It's actually a monthly newsletter, but it's a quarterly issue.
Quarterly issue. There we go. I hope you get a bump up in subscribers. I'll be posting the web address right here in the forum of talkradiounlimited.com. Can you tell people about the kind of, I think I've read you from the beginning, but can you share with people some of the stories, some of the things that are of interest to you when you're putting the magazine together?
Oh, sorry. Nicole, are you taking it?
I will say that one of the things we really want to do is share with people the amazing things that others are doing in this field and the things that they are accomplishing. So that's always first and foremost in my mind, whenever I'm thinking about a story or we're discussing what we might want to do next. It's not that there's, I mean, there are everything to do with social entrepreneurship and social enterprise is up for grabs, and with each issue, we tend to explore a different theme and then, you know, construct our articles that way and approach writers in that way. But I don't know, what would you add, Elisa?
Yeah, exactly. I think that we're always looking for, we do try to find a lot of themes for each issue, but of course with the monthly newsletters and we have a constant blog that's going, that we have all kinds of stories that converge on our site. But some of the themes, for example, was we had women in social entrepreneurship. That was for the March issue in celebration of women in International Women's Day. And we have upcoming, our June issue is going to be focused primarily on the environment, sustainability. So we have, you know, and obviously within social entrepreneurship. So, you know, general broad themes that we see and that we can sort of explore in different ways on our site.
Yeah. I love that, the women's issue. I thought that was really fantastic. Some of the women that I've met and admire were in it. And I was like, oh, I love reading about these. I love reading about these women, too. So,
Thank you.
That is a very good one. And I forgot about the blog. That's something else, I guess, I should make sure and publish so people can get to it, because your blog is very good, too. You guys do really good stuff on that. So, and you do have other writers who are submitting things and all of that. Do you want to tell people how you operate a little bit so we could maybe get some new interest, but make sure it's appropriate interest from people? Do you want to go with that one, Nicole?
Sure. When we're looking for writers, we basically want someone who is knowledgeable and passionate about what they're going to be writing about, and we take pitches from people all the time, so people will approach us and say they have a great idea for a story. You know, beyond simply the profile, you know, everybody wants someone to do a story about them and their organization, which is great, and we do profile stories, but we are also looking for writers who can dig a little deeper and tell our audience, you know, things they don't already know, things that they can use perhaps to further what they're doing in their own mission and make their own business successful. And, you know, people who have their finger on the pulse, so to speak, of what's happening in social enterprise and can share their expertise, their knowledge, and, you know, and speak to others who can and bring it all together for our audience. That's, I don't know if that quite answered your question, but
no, that's good stuff. You want good writers. You want them to be informed. You want them to be bringing something new or different, and something that's, you know, revealing and informative, right?
Yeah.
And the field, Nicole, since you've had like a year of looking over things and planning for stories and all of that, is there one that is a favorite because it was the most fun, or favorite because it was the least fun but it turned out the best, or something
a
like
favorite,
that?
A favorite story?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. I wish I had my computer in front of me to look at all of them, because a lot of material has flown by my desk over the past year.
Yeah, I bet. Well,
can I choose your favorite?
Yeah. Well, I was going to say,
I'm going to choose the story.
Perfect. Okay, go.
The one that Nicole wrote just recently about the roller coaster ride of starting up a social enterprise.
Yes, that is good. It was good. It was really good.
It was great. We got such great feedback from that because, if I may say so, Nicole has this great ability to write, and she did it very honestly, and people really appreciated it. And, you know, we really did tell the story about the challenges, the ups and the downs of starting this up and how much passion we put into it, and yet still, you know, the struggles and the as she called it, the roller coaster. So I don't know. I think that was, I would choose that as hers.
Yes. I think that's right. I was I was waiting for you gals to give me a chance and say what my favorite one was, because that was my favorite. I've been reading you guys, I think, since the magazine came out. And when I read that article, I was like, okay, I absolutely have to get in touch with these women, because, you know, I thought they're writing the story of every woman's life, every woman who becomes an entrepreneur and gets this idea, and they have the commitment and the passion. And you say things like, oh, I know it won't be easy, but try living it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Acknowledging how much your life changes, you know, how your phone is suddenly, replacing your left ear, and all of that kind of stuff. And Nicole, I thought you did a great job of capturing it. And I don't think it was one of those pieces that is going to deter anybody. I just thought it was really informative, really informative. Yeah.
Thank you. There is so much other great stuff on the website, though, that, I wouldn't want to take the spotlight away from all that. We've had some really excellent interviews with, our inaugural issue, Lisa interviewed former Prime Minister Paul Martin, which was great for us, and he was speaking about Aboriginal social enterprise, so that was very interesting. And, who else have you spoken with over the...
Isn't he great?
I
had an interview with him. Actually, I got two, because the first one, we had technical problems and I didn't realize until after, and we couldn't correct them, and I ended up having to write him and say, basically, sorry, that one sucked, and I so apologize, like this. And do you know what? He's such a good guy. He called me right up and he says, let's do another one.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Yeah.
That is nice. That's kind of unusual.
Well, it's talking about, he's very passionate about the Aboriginal leadership in social finance. It is a great interest of mine as well. So it was fantastic to talk about it. And when he did the interview with you, I thought the same thing came through. Right? Mm-hmm. It there's no fake there. He's just that passionate, committed.
He really is.
On it.
Yeah.
And it's great to work with people who are passionate and committed. It's a fantastic part about being in social finance. But speaking of passion and commitment, both of you have that as well. And I understand, though, that you'd like to hook up with some passionate, committed investors. Do you want to do a little bit of... A little bit of a pitch here, because I think you've got a lot to offer. So I'm sure for our listeners, they're going to want to hear a bit more about you guys and Sea Change Magazine. So, Elisa, you want to kind of take it from the top?
Sure. Well, I think Sea Change is really it's providing our audience with content in a niche that no one else is doing at this point in Canada. We also extend beyond Canada. And we do have a lot of followers there, but for sure in Canada itself, we are the first who are doing this type of thing, and it really is fulfilling a need, and we're helping promote information and knowledge on social entrepreneurship, which it has tremendous impact on society and the way we look at society. We look at business and how we conduct ourselves, and so we really feel we are adding something of incredible value, by telling these stories. And so we are looking for someone who believes that what we're doing is valuable, who is willing to help us do our job, basically.
Right.
It's just the two of us, Nicole and I, and we're putting a lot of ourselves into it, and for good reason. We believe strongly in it. We are very passionate about it, very committed, as you said, for sure. But in order to really do our job as well as we'd like to, and to do even better and better work, we do need that support. So we are always looking for people who believe in what the work and social entrepreneurship and the work we do, social finance, social, all that stuff that comes into play with the stuff we write about, social innovation as well, to support us, basically, to help us along.
Yeah. So, Nicole, how would how would you like to see that interest expressed as an advertiser, as a sponsor? Are you looking for